Hey, Roger, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just trying to get this all cleared up for you because I guess after speaking with Nikki, some more information was provided. I think when we spoke, because I went back and listened to the call, you said that you had that old account with 102 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating, and after an edit to transfer the location, it got suspended, and then you couldn't access it, so you created a new one, and at that point, you were offered a video verification on the new one. Did you do that video verification for the new one yet?
I haven't, and that's not exactly what I said. That's what I said was we completely lost connection with the other one. It got disabled, and I'm no longer able to verify. I know that's what I said.
Yeah, I went back and listened to the call, and I can send you the transcription. But that's the thing is that I didn't know that you didn't have access to the login of the old one. What happened to the login? When you log in, it's just been deleted?
And that's what I explained to you while I was on the phone. The transcription doesn't tell me the whole phone conversation. I told you that I had completely lost it. It's just gone. It does like it's never existed. That was my exact words.
Okay. So, I also let you know in there that we could absolutely work on getting it fixed for you, but there's no promises. I said, you know, we're the best of the best
you
in
said,
the industry.
You, so yes, and you also said with almost 100% certainty you could get it back, which I know that you said it the way you said it for that reason. And it's just... You could have at least said, hey, you don't have access to that. We're not going to be able to do it. Or let me check. Instead, you just wanted to sell me something, and now you've charged me $400.
No. I didn't say with 100% certainty. I just listened to the call.
No,
I could actually download it and send it to you. I'll send it to you so that you could hear it. Not 100, almost 100% certainty because nothing is 100% with Google, obviously.
That's why you said almost.
But
you put almost in front of the words.
But question, because I do want to help you get it cleared up either way, and I don't know if it's possible or not after talking to James, but let me ask you this. When you created the old one, you used the same login that you have now for the new one, or was it under a different email?
The same email.
It was the same email, okay, but it's just been completely deleted?
Yeah, I'm assuming deleted. I don't know. It's just gone. I don't have access to it. It's not suspended. It's just invisible to me.
Okay. So have you added us yet as a manager to that page? Because if you do, I can have James look at it and see if it's retrievable.
Yeah. I did, but I stopped that last night until I get further confirmation on whether or not it's going to even be worth it. And I haven't signed the user terms and agreed to the terms and agreements yet on anything because we hadn't even got to the part that I was even interested in, and which would have been something that could have saved me $400 to just know, hey, you can't actually do that because you don't have access to the account because it's not just suspended, it's gone, which is something that could have been a phone conversation and not for me to have to spend $400 to find out when your exact words, you can send me it all, but your exact words, because I pay attention to words, I'm in a business where I have to. We're all with almost 100% certainty, we could get that back for you. And you said it with almost. You said the word almost, which is not 100%, and I understand that. But you keep saying you can send it to me. The transcript doesn't tell me what I said or what you said exactly. It's just an AI overview. That's not the phone conversation.
Hold on 1 second here. I'm going to start listening to it again and just see, let me hold on, because it might not come through the microphone, but it'll come through my microphone. So, Okay. Yeah, so I just listened to that portion of the call, and what was said exactly is after you explained the address, location, and the change, I said we don't have a service that helps you get that all fixed. However, with our Platinum package, we would fix that for you, meaning getting the new one verified and possibly be able to get you to merge them together with the old one. And I said possibly three different times, and at the end of explaining it, I even said there's no definite promises, but that's what we would be able to do. I can actually send you, I didn't just look at a typed out AI transcript. I listened to the calls, and I can, you know, actually send that to you. But what I would recommend, Roger, is either way, if you're not happy and you don't want to continue, I'll cancel and refund the $398. But what I would recommend is add us to the Google Business page. I'll have James look at it and see if there's anything that he could do to retrieve that old campaign. And then if not, you could maybe, you know, cancel and refund at that time. Because obviously if I do it right now, he's not going to do anything on someone that's not even a client of ours. So,
yeah,
you know, I can, yeah, I can have him take a look at it and see. You'd have to re-add us as a manager because I'm telling you, he's the best of the best in the industry. If anyone can do it, he can, you know, and then, you know, because you've had, you know, created the Google Business profile yourself before, you know how to do all of that. But, you know, again, you don't have to hire a company to create a Google Business profile, but the value to what we do is to optimize it and get it on the first page. So worst case scenario, if after talking to James, he confirms that it's not doable, you know, I could either cancel and refund or you could continue, get it verified and programmed into the first page of Google because that's what the value is to what we do. And then like you were initially thinking, you know, cancel after 3 months and see, you know, where you take it from there to kind of rebuild the new one. Because obviously if just getting the new one verified is your objective, we would help you, you know, automatically start getting 5-star reviews on it and try to build up the reputation that you had before. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So at this time, I just want to go ahead and cancel and get refunded because I already know the answer. And unless someone is directly working with Google, they can't get that information back.
Well, I don't know if we know the answer because he hasn't taken a look at it yet. You know what I mean? He's listening to what we're telling him, right? But he hasn't actually taken a look at it yet. So I don't really know that for certain. But absolutely, if you, you know, don't feel comfortable, I'll cancel it and I'll process the refund and you'll have it back in your account within 24 to 72 hours, depending on how your bank works.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'm sorry it didn't work out. Have a really great rest of your day, too, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.